Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Pei Vav, the mitzvah of mitzvah 186, the mitzvah of Shchutei Chutz, Shlo Lishcho Kachem Chutz La'azara. As Parshas Achrimos continues, after we have the entire Perek Tezayin, which is all about Avodas Yom Kippurim, we have, following up on the heels of that, the Isur of Shechting a Karban outside the base of Migdash. Says the Torah, Vayidaber Shem Moshe Leimor. Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al Aharon vel Banav, vel Kol Bnei Yisrael. Tell all the Jewish people, this is what you have to tell them. If they shech an animal in their camp, or outside, and did not bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so obviously we're talking about one that was supposed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, give karban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem, dam yechashev la'ish hahu dam shafach. Very strong lashon. It'll be considered murder to that individual. Dam yechashev l'shu, dam shafach, he spilled blood. We'll have to talk about this more. V'nechra se'ishahu mikar v'amau, what is the punishment for bemezid with edim? Issacharis. Or even without edim, Issacharis. L'mana sh'yaviyu b'nei Yisrael l'sivchehem, this is to make sure that b'nei Yisrael bring their karbanos asherim zovchim al p'nei asadeh, ve'viyum l'ashem al pesach l'moed al ha'kohen, v'zavchu sivchei shlamim l'ashem osam, and you have to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then do the zrika there, v'lo yizvachu edit sivcheim l'asirim, don't bring karbanos to any other forces, asherim zonim acharehem, that you might be led to, chukas olam tiyazos l'hem l'dar osam, this is the iser of Shchutei Chutz. Rashi even says, Dam Yechashev, Kishofech Dam Ha'adam, Shemischayev Benavsho. Just like murder. Shchutei Chutz in the text is compared to murder. Right, so that is the, those are the psukim. So we count this as a Mitzvah Daraisa. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Lizboach Kachim Chutz La'azara. There's an Isser of Shechting Kachim, sacrificing. Lizboach here means to shecht, slaughtering, chutz la'azara, v'zei yikari shochet b'chutz, that's the isser of shchutei chutz, sh'ne emar, sh'asher yishchad shor os chesev o eiz, v'chul v'apesach o amoy lo avio, dam shafach b'nichras, right, and the punishment will be karis. The klayakar, which some of you might be thinking already, the klayakar discusses what is the connection between the previous parsha in the Torah and this parsha in the Torah, which happens to be the two mitzvahs that we're talking about, Avodas Yom Kippurim and Shchutei Chutz. Says the Klayakar, you know what? It's based on the Ramban that we did yesterday. The Ramban who described what Seir La'azazel is, which is some type of gift, so to speak, to another force, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to do. Right after that, the Torah doesn't want us to get any impression like we could bring other animals or karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shchutei Chutz. This is the exception to the rule. Says the Klayakar, Alkein hishira miyad al shchitas chutz v'horesh haratza Hashem sh'adaraba limnoa mehem azvicha la'se'irim asher esasku behem lefnim b'tikar alashen od. That he quotes the Ramban that we did yesterday, and that is why that is the connection between these two. That he is. Why is it considered murder? This is also explained by that connection. Why is it called murder? What did the Ramban say? We're giving a sacrifice to the Koach Hara, the Koach of Midbar, the Koach of desolation. So that's connected to Ritzicha. Levisha Shochid Bachutz Vaseirim Moshech Kocho Min Ma'adim Hamashpia HaCherev VaHahariga VeNimsa SheYafa Omar Dam Yichashev LaIshahu. Not what you did, but you're giving Koach to this power that is over evil, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get out of the system on Yom Kippur. But if we do that other times, so then that would be a problem. Says the Klayakar Zehu Pirush Yakar. This is a precious pshat that I think in giving explanation to what the connection between yesterday's mitzvah and today's mitzvah. Continues the chinuch, the ein ha'ashara lanu mizeh akasav. If you look closely in the psukim that I just read, it doesn't say anywhere don't. It doesn't say anywhere don't do it. It's a description. If one shechs b'chutz, so then they get karis. That's called an onesh. Where's the azhara? As we know, ein onshin ela imkein hizir. There is only an onish in the Torah if there's a warning. There's no warning. The Torah is just describing. So that it would be like, you know, if you borrow money, then you have to pay back. You didn't do anything wrong. So here, if you just have an onesh, who says it's asur? So the Sefer HaChinuch says you have to look elsewhere for the onesh, for the azhara. I'm counting the mitzvah here because here's where the onesh is. But the azhara is elsewhere. Ve'in azhara lanu mizeh kasuv. The azhara is not specifically here. Ke kasuv azel lo yefarish ki ma'onesh. The pasuk here only writes the punishment. Ve'kayim alana we paskin lo anash elam kein hizir. There's no punishment unless there's a previous azhara. We discussed this, I think, at length in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Chinuch outlines this fact, that the Torah just can't give punishments. Because then you would think you have the right to do the act and then just get punished for it. It's worth it for me. I'll get whipped. I want to eat this piece of treif. Right? So it could, so that's why the Torah has to go out of its way every time to say don't. You're not allowed to do it. Besides the fact that you're going to get punished, you're not allowed to do it. So that's what now he continues and quotes the Gemara, which finds the source for the Isser. V'yamar zecharim lavracha, she has hara bazen nilmada behekish. You learn that from a hekish. As it says in the end of Zvachim, second to last parak is all about shchut echutz, daf kuvav, hashochit v'hama'ale bachutz, chayiv ala shchita, v'chayiv al ha'aliyah. There are two separate Isurim. Two separate Isurim in the Torah. There's an Isur of Shchut Echutz, shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a separate Isur of burning a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Haktara. Two separate Isurim. Today's Isur is Shchut Echutz, shechting it. Later on, in Parshas Re'eh, is the mitzvah of Ha'alah, a mitzvah Taf Lamed Tes, mitzvah 439. Way down in Sefer Dvarim, Shalala, I'm reading you the chinuch there, Shalala halo shum dover mea karbanos chutz la'azara, v'zei kare ma'ale bachutz, v'yalzeh namar, and what's the pasik? He shomer lecha pentalo olosecha b'chamakom. Be careful, don't be ma'ale, don't send up one of your olos wherever one wants. That's the Isser, that is the lo saseh for ha'alah, but that's also counted as the lo saseh for shechita, as the Chinuch continues right here. Hashokhim ramala b'chutz chayev al hashchita v'chayev al aliyah. There's two separate surim, chayev for shechting and chayev for burning up. Pirsh aliyah sreifa ba'ish. V'hikshu sham. And the Gemara says there, bishma ha'alah k'siv onish v'ksiv asara, by the isser of burning outside, it says in punishment that it says the warning. Onesh al pesach al moylo evio v'nechras ashara hishamer lecha. Hishamer lecha. So he quotes the famous Chazal as a language of isser. Four words. Any of the four words that he's about to quote that appear in the Torah can be used as the language of Isser. Hishamer pen al or lo. Those are the four lashon of Isurim. With those four words, you can darshan Isser. Without those four words, there's no Isser. Kamakam shenemar hishamer pen va'al enu ela mitzvas lo saseh. Obviously, lo also counts. Al lo, hishamer, and pen are the four lashonos. Ela shchita, what about shchita? Bishlama onesh, the onesh is in our pasuk, v'yal pesach. How do you know the ashara? So the Gemara, the Chinuch says, achar yegia rabba, even after tremendous effort, the Gemara comes to the maskana that we compare it to aliyah. We compare it to ha'alah, I should say, and that is the isser of burning, and it comes from the same pasuk, hishamer lecha. That's the source for the isser, but our pasuk is the source for the result, for the isser of shechita and the isser of ha'alah outside the Beis HaMikdash. You should know that there is also a mitzvah aseh related to this. The mitzvah minchas chinuch points this out in Os Aleph, that besides these two los aseis, there's also a mitzvah aseh to bring the carbon in the right spot. That's also in Parshas Re'eh. Shenitz tavinu mitzvah taf mem in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenitz tavinu lahakrav kol carbon Beis HaMikdash. V'lo b'chutz la'aretz. There's an isser of bringing it in chutz la'aretz, but also outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So that is there's two isurim involved, and there is an aseh if one violates. Okay, what's the hashkafa behind the mitzvah? Two ideas the Chinuch mentions. Number one is general, that he's mentioned before by others, and number two is unique. Mishar Shia Mitzvah number one. Lefisha Hashem Baruch Hu Kavam Makom LiYisrael LaVisham Karbonosam. Hashem set a spot for Bnei Yisrael to bring their karbanos. Ula Hachin Sham Levavam Eilav, and to be inspired in a certain place. Umitoch Kvias HaMakom VaHagdalaso VYirasso Alei Bnei Adam Nafsham Mispa'el Hashem LaTov. The famous language of the Chinuch, as he says in many mitzvahs, Achrei Pa'ulos Nimshachos Alevavos, we're influenced by our actions. So if we set up a place that will be an inspiration for us, and we treat it in a certain way, and it's unique and special, and you can only do certain actions there, that would influence us to be over the Hashem. V'halavavos misrachachim, and the hearts will be softened, v'nichna'im, and lowered, l'kabel sham malchus shamayim shleima, to be makabel malchus shamayim. If we have that special place, so if we undermine that special place by bringing a carbon elsewhere, then that whole message is gone. And then we won't be as inspired because, oh, I can do it anywhere. Right? If I know I can daven anywhere, so what's so special about the shul? If I know I can bring a carbon anywhere, what's so special about the Beis HaMikdash? It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Al kein, mananu Hashem, yasos masa, karbanos, rak b'makom ahu, Hashem, asered. He forbade bringing karbanos anywhere else, kedei shetia kapara shleim alanu, so that is good for us, so that we always treat the Beis HaMikdash in the proper way. That is number one. But then he says number two, the klal hadvarim, and this second idea is also alluded to in the Ramban and in the Svarno on our pasuk. But let's first read the chinuch. The klal hadvarim, ki kol asher tivanu l'tov lanu, kamosha kasavnu. Everything that Hashem does for us and we're commanded about is for the good. Ki akel chafetz b'tovas b'riyosav b'tuvo agadol. Hashem wants goodness for us. V'yamar. Ki misha yakov chuslo osu amakom anivchar dami chashivlo. Why is it considered so extreme like murder? It's basically, says the chinuch, a useless spilling of blood. That's the connection between shchut echutz and murder. A useless spilling of blood obviously is different, killing a person and killing an animal. Everybody would agree that there's a major difference. You're not chayim misa for killing an animal. But what's the connection in more general terms of murder and killing and shchut echutz? Useless spilling of blood. Why? V'ha inyan. Ki hu. Ki Hashem lo hitir l'bnei adam basar ba'alei chayim rach l'kapara o l'tzarchei b'nei adam. Why are we allowed to eat animals? Only if there's a purpose involved. If there's an ultimate purpose for us. If we're using it to nourish ourselves to serve Hashem. If we're using it as a karban. If we're using it to do a mitzvah with. That's when we are allowed to kill animals. But if you don't have one of those positive purposes when one kills an animal, then that's useless spilling of blood. That's why it's compared to murder. If it's for food or medicine, anything that a person needs, fine. But just to kill animals, for nothing, it's just a destructive act. We'll talk about it when we get up to Parsha Shoftim, whenever that is. The Isra Bal Tashchis, separate Isra Bal Tashchis, which is related. But here, that's the message by Shchut Echutz. It's useless destruction, v'nikra shofech damim. And it's called shofech damim. V'yaf alpi, as he acknowledges, she'eno k'shvichas dam ha'adam. Obviously, it's not like killing a person, but you know why? L'maylos adam u'b'chisos ha'behema, because of the gavlos of a person and the lowly nature of an animal. But still, mikol makom, shvichas damim yikarei. It is still called spilling blood. Because Hashem only allowed us to do it for a purpose. Why wasn't Adam allowed to? Because he didn't need it at that time. After Noach, one could say that there was Hakaras HaTov, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you took care of them, so I'm going to give them to you to use for your benefit. But if it's not for our benefit, then we're still in the original Isser. That's the language of the Svarno, right here on our pasuk. You know what the Svarno says? Listen to this. It says the Svarno, Dam yechashev kemo shahaya ha'inyan kodem hamabol shelo huta lahem larog bale chayim lachlam. Just like before the mabul, they weren't allowed to kill animals. There are some rishonim, he might be alluding to that, there are some rishonim that say that even Adam was allowed to eat animals, but only if they died by themselves. He wasn't allowed to kill them. That's a machlokas. Was Adam allowed to eat animals that died by themselves? But, okay, but so he's saying, just like before the mabul, you weren't allowed to kill animals, so to now you're not allowed to kill for no purpose. But that's what the chinuch is saying. If it's useless, shchut echutz is going to become asur bana, so it's useless, so therefore it's considered shvichas damen. V'yal kein, omar, stam shu k'shvichas damen, that's what the Torah says, it's like spilling blood. Achashu shovech dama, b'makam shlon etztavel shchita, when you spill blood in a place where you weren't commanded to shecht, ve'ein ba'osa shchita to'elas klau, and what you did, the ma'isa shchita, is useless. Right? Why is it so useless? If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch in Os Tezvav, Shchut Echutz, second paragraph, V'shchut Echutz Asurin Bahana'a. If I shecht outside, that animal becomes Asur Bahana'a. To kol kachim mizbech shemesu yasim midei me'ila aval Asur Bahana'a. V'hem min ha'kbar, you have to bury it. You can't use it for anything. Shchut Echutz is Asur Bahana'a, so what you're accomplishing is nothing. Yes, previous paragraph, it's not tame. It's not like the animal died. You still did an act of shchita, so it's not nevela. Nevela, tumas nevela, is only if the animal dies. So you did a physical act of of shchita, so that's going to prevent nevela. But other than that, you don't really accomplish anything, and therefore it's called useless killing. Back to the chinuch. Nezek sha'avro mitzvahs baro l'chein ansho akasa b'karis. That's why there's an isser of karis. There is a famous tshuva of the Nodabi Yehuda. I mentioned it various times in other shiurim. The Nodabi Yehuda in Yoredeya Tinyana Chelek Yud Simen Yud, where he talks about hunting. Is there any problem with going hunting? The Nodabi Yehuda discusses. So im mutter lo leilich ba'atzmo liros b'kanes reifa l'tzutzayin o im aser li yisrael lasos davar zeh im ishum tzar balechayim im ishum bal tashchus im ishum shenoagu bo iser. So he goes through each of those potential yisurim, and unbelievably intellectually honest, he knocks out all three of these. Tzar Bal Chaim, it's not Tzar Bal Chaim. Because Tzar Bal Chaim is only if you torture an animal. If you kill an animal immediately, that's not Tzar Bal Chaim. He goes through the sources. Bal Tashchis, it's only Bal Tashchis, says the Noda Bihuda, if you're destroying something that should be used by people. But if you're going into the forest, and those animals aren't being used by people anyway, and you kill them, that's not Bal Tashchis. You're not using them. And then, is it Mishim Shenagabo Isser? That he's not sure about. But then the second half of the tshuva. And he says, Amnam, Ma'od ani tam al gufa davar. I don't even understand the kasha though. V'lo matzinu ish tzayid rak Nimrod ube Esav. You only find two hunters in the Torah, Nimrod and Esav. You want those as your chavrusas? V'yein zed darkei b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Forget if you could pinpoint an Isser. This is not the way of a Jew. Puk chazi lomar tavala v'techadish. Look at it. And he quotes, V'ich yamish Yisraeli bi'adayim ba'alechayim b'lishum tzorech rak ligmar chemda zmanu l'satik b'tzeda. This is entertainment? Find different ways of entertainment instead of killing God's creatures, says the Noda B'Yehuda. And then at the end he says, though, but let me tell you, there is an Isser. Forget the other ones that I mentioned, but there's an Isser to put yourself in a dangerous situation. You're putting yourself into the forest here with all these crazy wild animals. That itself is Isser. You're not allowed to put yourself into a dangerous situation. Ech yachnas atzmo ish Yehudi l'makom gedudei chayos ros. V'yaf gam bazeh. Mishu ani, if you do it for parnasa and it's the only way, you have to sell the animals, okay. But other than that, it's terrible. Yesh b'davar zeh mide maguna achzorius isura sakanta haskaras avonosav. Lachain, Hashamea Li Yishkon Beta Hashkit Fashana Bebeso, stay home, Velo Yovad Zman of Adram Kaela, don't waste your time doing these things. So the Noda B'Yehuda goes back and forth, saying why certain things, it's not also because of this, but he ends up saying obviously something to stay away from, but it's the same idea as the Chinuch here. Same idea, killing animals for no reason, that's not what a Jew does. And that's the Isser of Shchut Echutz, that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Heter of animals. I mentioned also, I think a couple weeks ago, even in the Mitzvah Shir, the beautiful idea of the Abu Draham says, that is why we say, connected to this, is why we say Shahakol on meat. Why don't we say, I should have said it as this. Why does every bracha have a borei instead of, except Shahakol? Borei minei mezonos. Borei pri adama. Right? Everything has a borei. Right, Bore Priha Eitz. Even Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, he brings it out. But what about Shahakol Niyeh B'Dvaro? Says the Abu Draham, because Shahakol includes meat. And meat was not Nivra for a person to eat. That was decided after Noach. But you can't say Bore by Shahakol, which includes Basar, because that wasn't Nivra originally for this purpose. That also relates to the issues of Bria before and after the Mapple. Okay, weiter. Midini ha-mitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, Basharon Zechonon Levracha, he already mentioned that it's two separate isurim. There's an isur of shechting bachutz, there's an isur of ha'ala'a bachutz. Says the chinuch, shem shachat bachutz, aval bishela b'fnim chayiv. They're independent. If you shech bachutz, then you bring it inside and you burn it on the mizbeach, you're still chayiv karis. Lefi, sheshchit of aliyah, b'kol echad la b'fnei atzmo. Separate averis. V'lav da aliyah b'seder rei anochi. Look later on in Parshas Re'eh. That is where the Isser of Ahala is. Vein Adam Chayev Ella, a very important principle though, for the whole basis of the Isser. Vein Adam Chayav Ella Ashritas Kachim Haru'uyin Likarev Alam Izbeach. You're only Chayev for a carbon that could have been brought today in the Beis HaMikdash. If you shecht a Balmum, you're not Chayev Shchut Echutz. If you shecht a carbon whose mother has already been brought today, Shechta today, that's Osov Esbeno, or you bring a car, you shecht an animal that is not 8 days old yet, any type of carbon that is not ra'ui li shachet befnim, that is not the Isser of Shchut Echutz. It's the lost potential. When you have a carbon that should be brought inside, and you do it outside, that's the Isser Daraisa of Shchut Echutz. That we have to be aware of. Continues the Chinuch, go to the next paragraph. V'noeg Isser Zvicha b'chutz b'chol machem v'chol zman. The Isser applies always, even today. If somebody has an animal today, and for some reason they're makdish the animal, right, with proper gemiras das, and they shech the animal, as an isser of shchut echutz. Today, bizman hazeh. V'achi yabini begemar, b'sach zvachim. This is what it says in gemar in zvachim. B'mala v'chutz bizman hazeh, Rabbi Yochan amr chayiv, v'chein halacha. That's what we hold. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Yud Zayin, Os Yud Zayin, the Minchas Chinuch points out this is the shita of the Rambam that holds that there is still kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash bezman hazeh. But if you look in Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos holds that bezman hazeh, because we don't have a mizbeach, may be connected to the fact that the kedusha is not full anymore. There's no isser. But the Chinuch is passing like the Rambam that there is an isser of shchut echutz even bezman hazeh. Continuing, a couple of other points I wanted to mention. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma right here on our where's the Meshech Chachma? On our Pasuk. And the Meshech Chachma points out that we know there was one famous person in history that violated, in quotes, the Isra of Shchutei Chutz, and that was Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, in Sefer Malachim, when he was trying to disprove the Nevi'ei HaBaal, you go to that mountain, I go to this mountain, and he gave them all day to scream to their gods. That's the one of the best sarcastic psukim in the Tanakh, where he says, after a few hours, that they're screaming to their gods. He said, maybe you have to scream louder, maybe your god is sleeping. And he says that to them, and obviously nothing happens, and then he douses his mizbeach with tons and tons of water. He put the animal up top on the mizbeach, and then a fire comes down from heaven and burns it, and everybody says, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Okay, so that was Shchutei Chutz. So the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tzadik, it was needed, Hara Shah. There are exceptions to the rule. But the Meshech Chachma points out that even though you're right, it was mutter, it never says in the Torah, in the Tanakh, explicitly that he did the Avera. All it says is that he put the animal on top of the Mizbeach. It doesn't say that he shechted it. It doesn't say that he was Zorik the Dam. All it says is, Vayaruch es ha'etzim, vayenatich es ha'par, vayasam al ha'etzim. He set up the wood, he cut the par, and he put it on the wood. Mishum du shchut echutz, v'chayev kareis. And therefore, he didn't want to, the Tanakh didn't want to mislead us. Even though it was mutter for him, l'migdar milsa, it still didn't say explicitly. Rochein lo kasav beferish, kadesh lo nilman mizeladoros. So that we wouldn't learn for generations that it would happen. It was burned. Who lit the fire? Hashem lit the fire. Eliyahu didn't light the fire. And we know, let's say you get everything ready on Hilchos Shabbos, and you put food in a pot on a turned off fire. You didn't do anything. The guy who puts the fire on is chayiv. So here too, who did it? Hashem did it. So therefore, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah anywhere. Imkein lo asa Eliyahu midi she'esh nafla meis Hashem. So therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, yes, that was Shchutei Chutz, but it never says explicitly regarding that issue. One other final point that I just wanted to mention, it's an important machlokas in Lumdus between the Rambam and the Ramban. Again, feel free to look at Reb Chaim. There's a Reb Chaim on this Rambam and Ramban. But if you look, the Minchas Chinuch discusses it in Os Tes. Os Tes, this is in Maisa Karbanos Yud Ches Yud. Dark Yud Ches Halacha Yud. The Rambam and the Ravid have an argument, what if I shecht in a karban that is brought because of a suffik bachutz. For example, Asham Talui. Asham Talui, when is Asham Talui brought? If I'm not sure, if I did an Avera, that if I knew for sure, I would have to bring a Chatos. If I'm not sure, then if I'm not sure if I'm always Mechal Shabbos. If I'm not sure if I eat treif. If I'm not sure any of those, if I'm not sure if a Warshan is. All those, you have to bring an Asham Talui. Asham Talui says, brought al suffik. What happens if I shecht an Asham Talui bachutz? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, putter. Shehari lo nikva ha'iser. Os Tes. And the Ravid argues, what are you talking about? The Ravid says, yes, it's brought al Safik, but the Torah is Mechayevit Bavadai in this case of Safik. So therefore, you should be Chayev Shchutei Chutz. A lot of lumdis regarding that Machlokas Rambam Ravid. There's a Reb Chaim on that Rambam. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, but that's an important Rambam Ravid just to be aware of. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with the second and final Mitzvah Aseh in Parshas Achremos. We said 2 out of 28. The next one, which will be the Mitzvah of Kisui Hadam.